produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This radio program is produced by Kayla Padgett on United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World.
Greetings, everyone. You are listening to United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World. My name is Pastor Tando Nyoni from Johannesburg, South Africa. And the name of our program is called Unede On Air, Ndiza Nathi. This show is produced by Kayla Padgett, and welcome to the broadcast today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Sanbonani. To everyone listening through the sound of my voice, I greet you in the name that is above every other name, the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, we're looking at a topic that says, out of a small place. Ngalugipinda le topic, out of a small place. I have borrowed this topic from a sermon Ayenzwa years back, a sermon that was done years ago by Bishop Musa Sona from Grace Bible Church in Soweto. He had taught Kule topic in reference to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that he came from a small place called Nazareth. Even the disciples Zabo, one of them asked, can anything good come out of Nazareth? So that was the topic Umfundisi Musa covered years back. However, please allow me, as Uthandiwe Nyoni, as Umfundisi, to come back with this topic on a different way. Out of a small place. Let's define a small place. What do you mean out of a small place? Already when you say out, it kind of gives you, it's an instruction, out of a small place. It also describes a place, a state. It describes a place. Let me describe a small place. You can define it as a mindset, how you think, you view things, a mindset, how, your perspective on life. Remember, the Bible says, how a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. How you view life, the metamorphosis, the thinking processes of your heart and of your mind tell a lot about you. Determine ukuthi uyakuphi ngempilo. What a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So your mind can be small ngendlela ocabanga ngayo. So out of a small place, meaning ukuthi phuma ngendlela ocabanga ngayo encane engqondweni. That is the first definition. Then the second definition of a small place is a locality. We've just spoken about Nazareth. I don't know ukuthi ngikhuluma nobani, because some of the places as Puma Zone are small places, and maybe just argument's sake, it's places where kuthola kuthiwa ukuthi indawo engakhiphi engakhiqizi ubuhle. Some places in this world can be defined as places as ori they are. They are not productive in a way. Uzwekthiwa, it's a small place or it's a family where people in that just one household, you find people abaphuzutshwala, you find people who are selling drugs, you find people who are prostitutes. That is a small place. It's a small place in terms of locality. It's a small place because you come out of that place. Out of a small place. The last definition, it's a small place. You can look at it as a circumstance. I've just mentioned social ills like prostitution, drunkenness, endebokosho, poverty, endebokolamata. We can take it even further and look at it in terms of endebokokote, the pain, the depression, the discouragement, endebokolamata, the things that we go through emhlabeni ezingoku right. That is a small place. So our topic today, we are looking at out of a small place. Mzalwane, South African, whoever you are listening to the sound of my voice today, at this point in juncture, listen, uNkulunkulu wants you to come out of a small place. It doesn't matter ukuthi udlule kuphi. It doesn't matter what is your background. Negative or positive, we come out of a small place. Now, let us look at scripture. Our scripture reading for today is going to, we're going to read from 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. It's a story Jabez. Let's read. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "I gave birth to him in pain." A small place right there. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel. Hey, Jesus, that is when now Tina, as people of this world, needs to cry out to our Lord and Savior. We need to cry out to God. I'm talking to us or any of us. I'm saying us because this preaching also touches my heart. We cry out to God out of small places. Depression is a small place. Pain is a small place. So we cry out to God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so that we come out of a small place. Let's continue to read. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Oh, that you would bless me." Jesus, doesn't that sound like ourselves, Master Standards uNkulunkulu? "That will enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." Then the Bible says, and God granted his request. Jesus, hallelujah. Let's just look at this verse, two verses, piece by piece. Let's just break it. Umamaka Jabez. In fact, the Bible says, hurray, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. That alone, it doesn't tell us how many brothers he had. But it gives us an indication ukuthi uJabez bekumuntu oziphethe kahle. Kusho ukuthi khona lento enhle uJabez kade yenza kahle. More honorable. However, iBhayibheli also tells us ukuthi umamakhe had given him this name Jabez because athi umtholele ebunzimeni. Ebunzimeni. How many of us, as people on living on this earth, can identify with this issue? How many women right now, or how many women 20 years ago, last year, even years back, who have given birth to children and to situations in pain? How many business people who have given birth to their destinies, ebunzimeni? How many? I'm asking the question, Guti, let's look at Jabez and see Pege ngamehlo through our own eyes, our own life experiences. Because as much as we're talking about Jabez here, crying out to God because he was in a small place of pain, umamake uti, because she had gave birth to him, ebuhlungwini. How many of us are born in poverty?
Okay. Say just as he cabanged the lendole. Ipability. He was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. We give birth to situations, we give birth to destinies, ebunzimeni, ebuhlungwini, but nonetheless we give birth. There's something about giving birth because ama labor pains. It's a pain, but something great has come out. It's a baby. It's a business idea. It's a career path. It's a calling that comes out of a small place. But we need to come out. The baby must come out of a small place.
Then the Bible says, Jabez cried out to the God of Israel. How, you know, he cried out, meaning guti, a circumstance yake uyibonile guti ayikho right. And the Bible says guti, he was more honorable than his brothers. Kusho ukuthi make sekhaya, make sendlini, in that neighborhood, in that place, he understood that something is not right here, something needs to change. And he understood that there's only one Savior who is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There is one Savior who is Jehovah God. There is no other. That is why he cried out to God. Let's check what uten make cry out to unkulunkulu. He said, in fact, he said, "Ngimani pega lang bone four things at him that you would bless me. That is one point, and enlarge my territory. That is the second point. Let your hand be with me. That is the third point, and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain." Let's just break these four elements. I pray agachabez. Amageti, oh, that you would bless me, Jesus. Baba ngisuke kule nhlupheke uJabez usho njalo. Mhlambe uhleli eSouth Africa, mhlambe you are in the United States, maybe you are somewhere in the world and asking God, "Wow Lord, that you would bless me." You recognize the place that you are at right now, it's a small place, that God will bless you. That God will bless you. A blessing is an endowment. It's an empowerment. In my own understanding, is the peace that surpasses all understanding. It's greatness in you being exposed and expressed in a multifaceted way, in the glorified way of God. That you would bless me. Uchabez is asking for a blessing. Nati. As human beings, that is what we need to ask God for. In fact, we are already blessed. The Ephesians 1:3, that we are blessed in all spiritual blessings. Already by receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that is a blessing that enters into your house. This is the house as being your body, and the house as being the locality of Salagion. Out of a small place. Jesus, that you would bless me. That is the first item uJabez akhuluma ngayo. Then he says again, that enlarge my territory. uJabez understands that, no. Where I am is not where I'm supposed to be. Maybe I'm supposed to be an architect. Maybe I'm supposed to be a deck. Maybe I'm supposed... Langkon, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. Lord, enlarge my territory. Cause me to become that which you have called me to be, Lord. When you brought me on this earth, you had a purpose about my life. The fact that my name is written in the palm of your hand, it means I need to come out of this situation. I need to come out of myself and become that which you've called me to be. Otigu unkulunkulu ku Jeremiah, I have called you to be a prophet to all nations. UJeremiah magetai ngisasemncane. So everybody is called to do something on this world. So uJabez here understood, no. Where I am is not where I'm supposed to be. There's more to my life than what I'm seeing right now. Lord, bless my enlarge my territory. Lord, promote. Lord. Do only what you can do, wenankulunkulu. What is impossible with me, Jabez, is possible with you, God. Enlarge my territory. How many of us are saying that? Do we understand when you say, Lord, enlarge our territories? Lord, ngicela ungivulele umnyango. I need to do a business usho njalo. Lord, I need a husband. That is enlarging a territory, by the way. Lord, I've been married for so many years. I'm not able to have children. Lord, please enlarge my territories. So enlarging your territory could be any element. Family could be an element of enlarging your territory. Business, career path, spirituality, your calling, that is what I mean. It could be enlarging your territory. Unkulunkulu says to Abraham, I'll make your name great. Whoever blesses you, I will bless them. Isn't that enlarging Abraham's territory? Isn't that the promise that is in us as human beings on this earth? So the enlarging of our territory is going beyond what we know. I'm being reminded when God goes to Abraham and say, Buga, look at the sand on the sea, as far as your eyes can see. That is God enlarging the territory of a mindset of a person who was not thinking largely. Abraham, father of many nations, Sarah, mother of many nations. In fact, it takes God to help us for our territories to be enlarged. So Jabez is praying the prayer, may you enlarge my territory. Then he continues to say, let your hand be with me. Galatians 4:10 says, I'm observing special seasons, months, years, and days. When God's hand is upon your life, you walk by faith and not by sight. You know which you are not alone. Imagine when God walks with you. God says to Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now you're going to lead these people to a place that I have promised. Go verse 8, he says, don't let the book of the law come out of your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. Remember to do everything that is written on it. Be courageous. That is my own analysis right now of the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8. But basically, Joshua was walking with God. So Jabez had prayed a prayer here, walk, your hand be upon me. Meaning, when God's hand is upon you, nothing is impossible. In fact, nothing can touch you. You are under protection. Then he finally says here, and keep me from harm so that I can be free from pain. This means he had been through a lot of pain. Already the mother did say that she had him in pain. So the pain from the mother transferred to the child. It's almost like it's a generational or by generational case. But because Jabez had an understanding that there is a God in heaven who can change the situation. And the situation was changed. Because the Bible says, God granted his request. Mzalwane, how many requests are we making to our God, the Father, our deliverer, our maker? Remember the song, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Yeah, Jesus. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. I'm tempted to sing even further. But the promise is that God is here. He is a waymaker. He's a destiny changer. He's a creator of the heavens and the earth. God created us for a purpose. When Jabez prayed to God, he understood that he had to come out of a small place. South Africa, people of this world, let us come out of small places. out of a small place. As I wrap up my talk for today, please allow me to make these following announcements. Uncede, it's a social and emotional wellness service company. It speaks to people's souls, challenges mindsets, encourages good behavior, and heals broken hearts in South Africa and around the world. Our services include motivation, counseling, and strategic planning. That is what we do as Uncede Protege. Our second announcement, we are relaunching Uncede this year. The date that is set, it's 30th of November this year, 2019. The venue is at Communal Wall in Orlando East, Soweto, South Africa. The program starts at 10 a.m. in the morning, right up to 2 in the afternoon. We have the following speakers in our lineup. We have Mr. Petulo Malabane, who is a strategist and author and an activist, and he'll be speaking on his topic. The topic that he has written a book on is called Impact Generation. Then we have Mr. Teboho Mokine. He's a financial solutionist. His topic will be financial freedom through wisdom. He's a founder and a director of a company called Money Imali Academy. Then our last speaker is Ms. Poshan Zepe. Her topic is love, life, and purpose. We have these three speakers on the day. It's a value-packed motivational wellness service as well as a relaunch. Obviously, on the day, I will explain who Uncede is. I will explain our journey and where we're going from the past, in the beginning, and to the future. And the person who will be marinating us with music or with worship, if I should put it that way, is the lady by the name of Mapitso Moloi. She's a servant of God here in South Africa. It's a free event. Initially, I had mentioned that we're going to be issuing out tickets. However, now I'm just declaring, and we have made it a free event. So you no more need a ticket to come into the event. You just come. Zizele nje. Just come. It's at Orlando East on the 30th of November, 2019. It's Uncede Protege Relaunch and Motivational Wellness Service. Wellness session, I mean. Finally, the last announcement. As Pastor Tandwe Nyoni, I have produced a 31-minute audiobook CD. The CD sells for 100 rands. It's entitled Getting My House in Order. It's an audiobook. The audiobook came as a result of God asking me years back to produce a 31 audiobook CD from the book that I've been writing for years. The first chapter, which is a book on its own. I share a story of my life where I had a mental breakdown, starting with a physical breakdown. But the essence of the story was coming out of it. In fact, it almost resonates with the story, with our topic today, coming out of a small place, coming out of depression. The CD sells 400 rands. And my contact or our contact details, Uncede, is the email is uncede@yahoo.com. Uncede, it's uncede@yahoo.com. Then our contact details telephonically is 084-669-3615. 084-669-3615. We appreciate a WhatsApp or an email. In the name that is above every other name, I thank you for listening through the United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World. I thank you for listening to our program Uncede on Air. ndiza nathi. May God richly bless you. Amen. God bless you. Bye-bye.
This radio program was produced by Kayla Paget on United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World.
My name is Debbie Keller and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Shalom around the world. This is Dr. Richardson with Candid Conversations on the Finding My Way Family Network. I want to say shalom and thank you so much to our CEO and visionary, Kayla Paget, for extending this opportunity to share with you just biblical points and moments that will challenge you, that will have you praising God, that will also have you to take an introspective look at your walk. So yes, thank you so much, CEO, and your entire team. Shalom, shalom. So today on Candid Conversations, I want to take a moment just to highlight a brief passage of scripture from our word. I'm so thankful today. It is the Sabbath, it's the holy day, and I encourage you to take a little time just to reflect on the goodness of Yah, Yahuwah, Elohim. I call him by his Hebrew name, just to thank him for his son, Yeshua, the Messiah, and what he did for us, and to take that time on the Sabbath to just reflect on his goodness. Sometimes we're so busy with the cares of life that we don't actually allow ourselves to take time to reflect on his goodness, his mercies, and all that he has done for us. And not only us, but those who don't understand us. Because listen, it would behoove us as believers to pray as the word instructs, for those who speak and do all matters of evil. Now listen, Dr. Richardson is not quoting verbatim, but you know what I'm referring to. We are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. And so it is incumbent upon us to take the scriptures and to remember, just to take a little bit of time, not to only reflect on the beauty of life and that life that we have been blessed to experience, but also to pray, to intercede for those who, Yeshua said it himself, the world hated me. So we know that the world hated our Savior. He's even their Savior, and yet they persecuted him. So if he said that he had people who hated him, of course, by us being his disciples, us being grafted in as heirs with God and joint heirs of God and joint heirs with Yeshua, then we know that we too will be persecuted. So listen, let's head right into the word. I want to encourage you from the book of Ephesians. Yes, the book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus. Let's go to chapter 4, verse 29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. So yes, that is the NIV version. So I'm just encouraged today to encourage you to not allow the flesh to overrule us, to overtake or to, let me say it this way, to, you know, take us out of our character, to get us to behave in a manner or to conduct ourselves in a manner that is not conducive to holiness, that is not conducive to whom we actually say whom we are. We say that we belong to him, Elohim. So it is not a good thing. And I'm going to tell you, I know it's challenging because even for me, listen, I, like Paul, have not yet arrived. I press toward that mark. I am still finding myself in my prayer room. I'm still finding myself repentant. I'm still finding myself flawed sometimes in this area. And I say that because it's easy when people persecute us. It's easy when people mistreat us. It's easy when people take advantage of us to allow the flesh to communicate and overrule the spirit man or the spirit woman. And I'm saying this because the Holy Spirit is our comforter. Yeshua, our Messiah, we call him Jesus, left the Holy Spirit to be our guide, you know, and the Holy Spirit will speak to us. He will convict us. He will reprove us. He does all of these things that we would be more like God, that we would resemble and reflect Yeshua, God's only begotten Son. And so when we allow ourselves speak harshly or to speak words that are unbecoming of a believer, then it is our responsibility to listen to the Holy Spirit, not only to listen, but the word says that we're to not only be readers and hearers, but actually doers of his word. So it's a challenge to perfect that love walk. It's a challenge to resist the urge to retaliate, even if it's not with actions, even if it's just with words. So let us be careful and let us be mindful of our actions. Let us also be more cognizant of our own behaviors rather than our neighbors. You know, it's easy for us to see how someone else is falling short, you know, and that's why grace is there. But it's more challenging to see when we're falling short and to have that same grace extended to us. So I am so super excited, so super humbled and thankful for the opportunity to share with us this passage of scripture. Now let me go on and let me read it actually from the King James Version and bring it a little bit closer so that you can hear it. From the King James Version, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. See, right there. Don't let this happen. But that which is good to the use of edifying, and we know what edification is. It's building up. It's also building up, not only building up, but building up that our Creator, Elohim, would be glorified, and that those in the body would be edified. You get that? Our Father, our Creator, God, would be glorified. And then those who are part of the body would be edified, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. So, yeah, you know, it's easy for us to say, well, you know, sin touches us all, or God knows our heart. Yes, Yeshua knows our heart. He created us, and he created us in his image. He created us for his purpose. So, you know, I think sometimes if there's a pride issue, and then couple that with a flesh issue, it's so easy. And on the flip side of that, I've seen where those who are in the body are so sensitive and so delicate about how they speak about those who have harmed them. So that's a good quality. That's a matter of fact, that's a God quality. That's a characteristic of our Father. So that's a blessing. So for those who have been injured, for those who have been mistreated, maligned, and maliciously affected by various forms of abuse, trauma, any type of behavior that is not becoming of our Father. Remember this, they too need prayer. Maybe they're not at a point that you are. Maybe Sister Richardson needs a little bit more prayer, not excuses, because I do need to be accountable for the way that I treat you. But let's just say this, since you're at a different point in your life, you've pivoted and done a sort of change. You know, you've done an about face. You've made a 185 degree turn. You know, that's a blessing, great for you. But pray for me and bring it to my attention what I have done. Because see, even if you were to take it and not even give me an opportunity to be accountable for my actions or even the corrupt communication that I've said against you, then you're taking it to someone else and you haven't given me the opportunity to seek forgiveness from you. Yes, I can seek forgiveness because for the most part, I probably will know that what I have said or done is wrong. And I can take it to our Heavenly Father. But when it comes down to, you know, you, if I've offended you, please come to me. We should be bold enough in our Father, through Yeshua, through our Messiah, to go to an individual. The scripture tells us that we can do this. You know, if someone has offended us, you know, if trespassed against us, then we go to that individual and make things right or attempt to make things right. It won't always be that way, but at least we've made an effort in good faith. And we know that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things yet to manifest. So I'm just appealing to our spirit man today that we not let our flesh overrule our spirit. And we do realize that Yeshua also commanded this, that we must present ourselves in a manner or a fashion that reflects and resembles him for all intents and purposes. The book of John, chapter 13, verse 35, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another. And so, all men, not just the ones in the body, but those who have yet to come to our Savior for salvation, they too will see his glory, his light within us, and it's because of a perfected love walk. Listen, as an educator, I remember a maxim that was often said, and it was, practice makes perfect. Now, I know that in my life, I've never known anything to be perfect except our Savior. He's the only perfect prototype that I have ever believed I have recognized. Everything else is flawed in some way. I don't care how perfect it seems to be. And we, by nature, seem to seek after perfection. But we'll never attain that until we're in our glorified bodies with him. Okay, because man is a fallen creation, you know, it's humanity. But what I love so much is how I kind of retweaked, I rebranded that, I repurposed that. I'm the purpose shaker, okay? So what I say is practice makes improvement. So if we practice our love walk, if we practice loving those who mistreat us. See, it's easy or it's easier to love individuals when they love you. It's easy to love those who support us. It's easy to love those who don't resist our Savior, okay? Listen, are you hearing me? This is some good stuff. It's easy to love those who have an authentic relationship with the Father, through his Son. And the reason that I say that is because for the most part, when we have a relationship with our Father through his Son, Yeshua, we already have begun the process of resisting or rejecting ourselves, meaning not the rejection that the world does, not that. I'm talking about we deny ourselves. Maybe that's a better term. We've already begun to deny ourselves and submit to Him. We're in, if we're not in complete submission, we're in compliance, in partial compliance or partial submissiveness to Him. And that's a good thing because we recognize that pride has no place in the relationship between us and our Savior. So it's easy to love those who have a relationship, an authentic relationship with our Savior. It's challenging. It's difficult. It's, oh my goodness, I don't know. It's challenging. It's difficult. It's almost, in some people's perspective, impossible to, you know, love those who reject our Savior. And that's because they operate out of the flesh. They don't operate by the Spirit or by the same principles that we do. So it's quite difficult. But I tell you what, once we allow ourselves to be pliable through His Word, through the washing of the water of His Word, when we allow that Word to wash us, to cleanse us, to continue to purify us. And you know, purification doesn't come via us always making A's or us always getting it right, but it comes through Him convicting us through the Holy Spirit. I didn't say condemnation. Listeners, I didn't say condemnation because condemnation is a tactic of the enemy. But we always have hope, and that hope is found in the Holy Spirit through our, in our Savior through the Holy Spirit. He said He would leave the Holy Spirit to us as a comforter, as a guide. And so, you know, I know from personal experience, even now I'm continuing to learn that it's difficult. It's most challenging, you know, to love those. And I mean in a genuine way. I don't mean to love or putting on airs. That's what I'm not talking about that. I mean to genuinely walk in love to the point that you don't see. Not that you have forgotten. That's been a big conversation. We're talking about candid conversations here with the real Dr. Rich. It's been a challenge and a conversation piece, a candid conversation piece for me when we're talking about forgetting. Because I am one to hold through my reading, and I do acknowledge that the Apostle Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind. Yes, he did say that. And in my studies, in my cross-referencing, in my commentaries, and just in my time with him, this is me and my understanding, which I stand for correction. The Apostle Paul in no way, in my estimation, is saying that we should forget what we have gone through to the degree that we have amnesia. No. Yes, forget everything, the good and the bad, if it hinders us from allowing Him to perfect who we are in Him. Does that make sense to you? Okay, so this is what I'm saying. If my earned doctorate degree, which is a positive thing, see, sometimes we tend to look at it only as a negative thing, but if my earning a doctorate degree causes me to rely more on my knowledge, more on who I am in the flesh and in the world, then it allows me to depend on Him no matter what degrees I hold, then I need to forget that too. I'm not literally saying forget that I have earned 4 degrees, 1 bachelor, 2 masters and 1 doctorate. No. But I need to forget that part of it enough so that I can continue to respect Him, that I can continue to reverence Him, that I can continue, hallelujah, hey, oh, thank you, Father. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Father. Thank you for that revelation. Listeners, oh, glory. He is worthy. But if it causes me to neglect Him, to, you know, kind of thump my nose at him, to think that I am no longer in need of him daily throughout the day, then yes, I'm saying as a believer, that trumps everything else. I need to forget that. Forget that. If it does not allow me to remain humble in his presence, and I'll go a step further, hallelujah, if it causes me to be prideful in the presence of my brothers and sisters, my siblings, okay, yeah, forget that. And so also on the flip side of that, to go with, you know, what's already being promoted for the most part, people I've seen in the body of believers often say, you know, forget all of that negative stuff. You know, Paul, the Apostle Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind. Most of the time, it's about, you know, the negative aspects of our lives. It's about, you know, all of the traumatic, the traumatic events or experiences in our lives. Then, you know, we want to forget those. But I'm telling you, in my studies, that's just not the way humanity has been set up. It's not. But if it affects us from trusting him, if those experiences prevent us from trusting him, if those experiences, those traumatic experiences, prevent us from not only trusting him, but having faith in his word and his promises, if it causes us to deny him or to reject him because we want to blame him for those traumatic experiences, yes, we need to put those aside. We need to really seek healing and humility. We need to seek humility when it comes to pride on the other side for the positive things. So anything that would hinder our relationship, our development, our continued growth in him, we definitely need to forget those things. We definitely do, because I'm telling you, we were not created in that fashion to forget. So I'm so excited. We cannot allow corrupt communication. And if it happens, let's be honest with ourselves. Let's be honest, because with our Messiah, with our Heavenly Father, because Yeshua is right there pleading, making intercession on our behalf. So yes, let's seek forgiveness and wholeness so that we don't feel the need to, we don't feel the need to have corrupt communication. But that's so common now, nowadays. We just say whatever we want to. But to those of you who, you know who you are, you're listening, if you have at all experienced something, you know, that just, whether it affected, negatively affected your character, if it negatively affected your being, you know, who it affected your relationships, then I say this: if you handled it by not allowing corrupt communication, not allowing the incident or the experience to cloud who you were, and you continue to, like I just read, if you continue to love in spite of, you're perfecting that love walk, I say kudos and I thank you. There are some who are listening, and I know it was just a blessing, because sometimes we do have itching ears. We want to hear the worst about people. And what is it about us as humanity, as created beings in his image, that we love or enjoy focusing on the negative aspects of others' downfalls or shortcomings? Yeah, it's not a good thing, I'm telling you. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful because we have an opportunity each day that he allows us to get up, that he, not the alarm clock, not our children, not even ourselves, awaken us in the morning, but it is him who has allowed us to see another day. So we have that opportunity to make things right and to, you know, allow yesterday to be a part of the past. Not that we've forgotten the past, but that, you know, we acknowledge it and we want to be right with him. So listen, I have some notes. So one of my commentaries read,
Paul was reflecting and referring to the sins of his past life, which were forgotten by Yahuwah, and the guilt of which was removed from him by the application of the blood of Yeshua. So that Paul had no more conscience of them, yet they were remembered and made mention of by him. See, because of his humility. See, so that's what I'm saying. So when people challenge you, let me take this moment just to say this. Sometimes people will tell you to forgive and forget. Just remember, it's up to you. Forgiveness is mandatory because we've been commanded to forgive. Even in our Lord's Prayer, you know, we ask for forgiveness because we've already been forgiven, you know. So he's already forgiven us. So let's make an intentional, conscious effort to forgive others. And in doing so, being in right standing with him, let's just do it. You know, we're going to forgive because we've already been forgiven. I'm just so thankful. But let's also know this. Forgiveness is definitely mandatory. We've been commanded to do that. Forgetting is optional. That's what I always say. So it's up to you. If your convictions tell you that you must forgive and forget, Dr. Rich is not going to challenge you. But for the most part, I want to bring a light and illuminate that's not really biblically sound. Do your research, do your studies, because as an educator, I do that. And it's not just something that you Google, but you do research, you do cross-referencing. And yes, books are written by men, but you also pray, because that one-on-one time with our Heavenly Father is everything. He will bring revelation and light to dark places. Father, Yahuwah God, I thank you so much for this day. This is the day that you have made. We're rejoicing and we're glad in it. I thank you that I recognize the Sabbath even on this Wednesday. It's not about a day. It's about obedience, Father. And so on this Wednesday, I take time to reverence you. I thank you for CEO and visionary Kayla Padgett and her entire team. I thank you so much, Father. I love you. I repent before you, before my Savior, Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit, my Comforter, and these, my kingdom brothers and sisters. I say thank you. I say thank you, Father. I love you. I plead the blood of your Son, Yeshua, over every listener and over our families, Father. I thank you for our employers. I thank you for favor. In Yeshua's holy, majestic, matchless name, amen. Have a super great Wednesday. I love you. Enjoy the beauty of this day. For now, faith is, by this may all men know that ye are my disciples. It's by your love walk. It's by my love walk. Let's perfect our love walks. Kingdom blessings. See you soon. Don't forget about Ministry Moments every other Saturday with Pastor Cedric and Dr. C. Denise Richardson. Don't forget about Story Time with Princess Leah every other Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Bye-bye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Amen. Well, blessed greetings to you who is listening in to Finding My Way Radio. And we thank God. My name is Benjamin Kutswane, and we're coming to you all the way from South Africa, Durban, South Africa. And we welcome you to our program, Destined for Glory. You remember that? Destined for Glory. That's where we meet That's where we embrace the Father's heart for us, revealed even through our Lord Jesus Christ. And even as we go into our program today, let me just release it unto you that we will be meeting like this every week as God grants grace for us to embrace the revelation of His word, the manifestation of His truth that sets us free, that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And even as we begin our program, let me submit to you where you can contact us through our email. My email is bkutswani@yahoo.com. That's bkutswani@yahoo.com. B as for Benjamin, and Kutswani is spelled KHUTSWANE@yahoo.com. And of course, you can connect with us also on our Facebook page, Benjamin Kutswani on Facebook page. And you can contact us also on our mobile, which is +27, that's +27 7211 51793. That's it, +27 7211 51793. Now let's go into the program, into the Word of God, the broken seals of revelation that we believe Jesus Christ, our High Priest, has come to relieve for us, even by His Spirit. And before we go in, let's pray together. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank You for yet another day that You made for us to rejoice and be glad in. And we thank You, Father, as we submit to the authority of Your Word, that Your Word is alive and quick, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing through to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, bone and marrow, and searching even of the intent of our heart. And we present the intent of our heart that it be nothing else but to glorify You, Father, and to see You manifested in the earth, to see You bringing even the hearts of men unto Your glory through the proclamation of Your word. Father, we thank You today. We release Your anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage, and we release it for every spirit, soul, body, character, material, and every relation, Heavenly Father, in the life of everyone who is listening. And by faith, we stand receiving Your blessing and Your release. In the name of Jesus, we vow and commit to give all the glory and the praise to You, even at the ministry of Your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Hello, dear listener. Welcome again. This is the time that I do believe that God has released His anointing for this end time season. And I believe it is that time that the prophet Daniel spoke about in Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32, where he said, in the time of the end, the people who know their God, they shall be strong and do great exploits. So this is a very strategic time for us to be empowered by the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit, so that we may know to do great exploits. Why? Because the Spirit of God is the only way we will come to know Him. When Jesus promised the Holy Spirit in John chapter 14, and He said, when He come, He will lead you unto all truth. And therefore we know that when the Holy Spirit leads us unto all truth, He leads us unto the knowledge of God. And the people who know their God shall be strong and do great exploits. So get ready as we receive of the word of God today. I want us to embrace this theme for today, the victory of the revelation of Jesus. The victory of the revelation of Jesus. And I want you to underline with me that we are not talking about the story of Jesus. We are not talking about just the educational understanding of Jesus. We are not talking about the material understanding of Jesus today. We are talking about the revelation of Jesus Christ, the victory that lies in the revelation of Jesus Christ. And therefore, let's embrace it from the Word of God, the book of Matthew, chapter 16. We read from Matthew chapter 16. In that chapter, just to give you the little background before we go to the scripture where we're going to begin in, Jesus meets with His disciples, and He begins to say unto them, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said unto Him, some say You are John, some say You are John the Baptist, some say You are Elijah, some say You are Jeremiah, and others the prophet. But then He said, who do you say that I am? I want us to pick it up from there, in verse 16 of Matthew 16. Simon Peter answered and said, Son of the Living God. You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God. Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades, or the gates of hell, shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. That's the word of God. Now let's embrace this. We're talking about the victory of the revelation of Jesus Christ, or the victory that comes with the revelation of Jesus Christ. Know that after Simon Peter answered and said, You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God, Jesus almost rises up in salutation to Peter and says, Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. What does this mean? It means the revelation of who Jesus Christ is placed Peter at a place of the blessing, or at the place of the blessedness. That revelation made him to be declared blessed, even by Jesus himself. And why do we say the positioning of the blessing of the revelation is this blessedness? Remember when Mary received a visitation from heaven at the conception of Jesus Christ, when the angel came unto Mary, he said, Blessed are you, Mary, amongst the women. Why? Because Mary was going to experience, even in a physical way, but in a supernatural physical way, Mary was going to experience the revelation of Jesus Christ. She was going to host, her womb was going to be hosting the revelation of Jesus Christ that was to be released for the earth. And the supernatural salutation of the angel was, Blessed are you, Mary, amongst the women. In the same way, now Jesus rises up to say to Peter, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. What does this mean? Because Peter knew to recognize Jesus at that moment as the Christ, the Son of the Living God. He was positioned in a place of blessedness. That's for you and me. That when we receive and when we rise up to recognize that Jesus Christ is not but just an ordinary man. Jesus Christ is not but just what the world says he is. It's not what education says he is. It's not what the material world says he is. But Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is the Christ, the Son of the Living God. That declaration and that recognition positions you and I at a place of blessedness. So if you want to be positioned for a blessing, wherever you are in this world today, it's time to go beyond every religious knowledge, every intellectual knowledge, every material knowledge, and come to the place of revelational knowledge and acceptance of who Jesus is. He is the Christ, the Son of the Living God. If you can be able to declare that, I can assure you, you will be directing the blessedness of God into your life, and you will be positioned for a blessing. There is nothing you have to have the favor of the Lord that is meant for your life that will be withheld when you are standing at the place of understanding and declaration that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the Living God. That's number one, blessedness. That's what the blessing, or rather, the revelation of Jesus Christ brings for us. It brings the victory of blessedness. Number two, then Jesus said to him, Flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you. Which means, in the place of blessedness, you are not dependent upon your flesh and blood. No, you are now catapulted into the dimension of the Spirit, where you have received by the Spirit the revelation of who Jesus Christ is. And therefore, you are receiving Him. Your walk with him, your fellowship with Jesus is no longer dependent upon the flesh and the blood. It's no longer dependent upon your intellectual understanding. No, it is in the realm of the Spirit. Remember where he says in Ephesians chapter 6, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, which means we are now in the dimension of the Spirit. And again, remember in the same Gospel of John chapter 6, we hear Jesus saying in verse 63, he says, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit. And he says, the flesh profiteth from nothing. Which means the minute you come to the place of the Spirit, there is no dependence upon the flesh, but you are now depending upon the Spirit. And in the Spirit realm, you are positioned for the blessedness of God. And in that blessedness place, you receive of the Spirit. It is no longer of the flesh and the blood, flesh and blood, that it has a limitation that speaks to you, but the Spirit of God speaks to you. Remember when Jesus promised about the Holy Spirit, he says, when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he said, he will glorify me in you. Yes, which means the revelation of the Christ, the Son of the living God, is magnified, is established by Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the living God. It is the Spirit that establishes that revelation. Now, the second point is you are accepted in the Father's covenant. He says, flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you, Peter, but my Father who is in heaven. What does this mean? The revelation of Jesus Christ confirms your acceptance in the Father's covenant. And that's what it's all about. That's what the mission of Jesus was about when he came down from the Father. Remember that in John chapter 17, he said to the Father in prayer, he said, I have revealed unto them your name. I have revealed unto them your name. And what is that name? That name is Father. That name is Father. And that's why the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And we have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Now, the Spirit of adoption is the Spirit of the Father's covenant in Christ Jesus. It is the Spirit that positions us and rests us at the place of acceptance into the Father's covenant. And that's why in the book of Ephesians, again, chapter 3, the Bible says, now we are accepted in the Beloved. We are accepted in the Beloved. And he said to Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you, but my Father who is in heaven. What is point number 5? We said blessedness. We said victory over the flesh. We said acceptance in the Father's covenant. What is the next? He said to Peter, he said, and I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. You are Peter. What is this? The victory of the revelation of Jesus Christ is this, that there comes a new identity with the revelation of Jesus Christ. You cannot see the revelation of Jesus Christ and remain the same. Remember the Apostle Paul, when he was still Saul of Tarsus, who was dedicated to persecuting the apostolic church of God, even as the church was being born, and he was authorized by the political systems of the day and by the religious systems of the day to persecute the church. But when he came to walk the place of Damascus, remember the lightning that came from heaven when Jesus revealed himself unto him and said to him, Saul, why do you persecute me? And he said, who are you, Lord? And he said to him, I am Jesus whom you persecute. And it was out of that revelation that he was no longer the same. Even his name had to change from that moment onward. He was no longer called Saul, but he was called Paul. What is this all about? The revelation of Jesus Christ brings the new identity in your life. The revelation of Jesus Christ gives you a new reference, which means you are up operating in the new paradigm, in the new sphere of reference. Your name changed. He says, I also say to you, therefore, you are Peter. You are Peter. And Peter means what? The stone. You are the stone. You are no longer just ordinary. You are the stone. And then he goes further to say, upon this rock, I will build my church. What is the rock? Peter is just a stone. So what is Jesus referring to when he says, upon the rock? He means now, upon the revelation that has brought you blessedness, that has brought you victory over the flesh, and that has brought you the acceptance by the Father's covenant, and that has brought you now, what? The new identity. Upon that rock now, I will build my church. Note, he refers to his revelation as the rock, but he refers to Peter as the stone, which means, Peter, your name is coming out of this revelation. Your name is coming out of this revelation. Your identity now is the chip of this revelation. And I say to you, my beloved, you may be in a situation where you feel like you have no identity, where you feel like you are disqualified. Let me tell you something. There is victory in the revelation of Jesus Christ. When you receive him as the Christ, the Son of the living God, and choose to worship him and honor him in that way, you shall receive your acceptance and your new identity. And this identity will be the very reflection, the very source that comes out of the real source, which is Jesus Christ, the revelation that is the rock. And it will begin to identify your life, to redefine your life. You will have fellowship with Jesus. You will have fellowship that cannot be quenched. You will have fellowship that cannot be nullified. That's your fellowship with even the Christ who has been revealed as the Son of the living God. And he says to him, your name is now Peter the stone, but upon the rock of the revelation that has just changed you, I will build my church. And then he goes on to say about this church, and the gates of Hades, or the gates of hell, will not prevail against it. What does this mean? It means now you belong to the sphere that is above Satan's power. You belong to the domain that is above the power of the devil, the power of the enemy. And he says, the gates of hell. Now, the gates of hell means what? The expressions of evil. Yes, we are living in the time where the expressions of evil have heightened in our day, have heightened in our season, to the point that the political powers of the world cannot deal with the evil of the day. The religious system cannot answer to what is going on. Why? Because there is only one name whereby we may be saved, even the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is only one name, even here on earth, even beneath the earth, above the heavens, the very name that the Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, for God gave Jesus a name that is above every other name. He exalted him. And now Jesus says, upon the rock of my revelation, I will build my church. What is this? It is a placement that is above all of Satan's power. When you receive Jesus Christ, God positions you in a place that is above the onslaught of evil that we see in our day. He says, the gates of hell, the word gates of hell speaks about what? The expressions of evil will not prevail against the church, will not prevail against the domain where you belong, will not prevail against the community that you belong to right now. That's why in the book of Acts, the children prayed. In the book of Acts chapter 4, they interceded for the apostles and said, Father, grant your servants boldness that they may do great signs and wonders in the holy name of your holy child, even Jesus Christ. So you are placed above principalities and powers. And in conclusion, you are given kingdom authority. He says, with this authority, he says to Peter, the keys of the kingdom are given. you, and whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. This is the victory of the revelation of Jesus Christ. It is not just for a slogan. It is not just for a cliche. It is not just for the stories. For God is not the God of the stories, but He is the God of revelation. So when you receive Jesus Christ, you will connect to the dimension of no eye has ever seen, no ear heard, neither has it gone into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love Him. And then He says, but to us, they are revealed by the Spirit of God, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. This is the victory of the revelation of Jesus Christ. Be blessed with it. Be positioned with Him, even as we embrace destiny for glory. We hope and pray that we will meet with you again in another dimension of His glory. God richly bless you until we meet again.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.